Good afternoon. Welcome back to Farm Talk. It is a Thursday, and I think we turned the corner. I think spring has sprung, and maybe even a little summer by the end of the three-day weekend and into next week. Lows look like in the 60s next week, and high temperatures look in the mid-80s, at least for a good chunk of the week. So cross our fingers. And we might get a little shot of rain on Friday night, too, or Friday during the day. We'll see how that plays out. Well, one thing I haven't heard a whole lot about yet is weeds, but Joe Eichle, weed specialist from NDSU, is going to be joining us during our NDSU segment today at 2:09. Darrell Richardson, he was off last week, but he is back with us this week, and a lot of questions about weather, including this El Nino. Even my 84-year-old parents were telling me, oh, we're getting a super El Nino, and I'm like, we'll see. So Darrell, we'll talk to him about that and other things. We're also going to visit with the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Val Wagner, and from the big city of Menango, and she's going to be joining me at 2:49. In the meantime, though, back from Japan, here he is, freshly pressed, Scott Center. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. So you, boy, that must have been a short trip over to Japan, or you're just back, one of the two.
Yeah, I just got back. No, I was there for 9 days, so it was a long trip, but okay. It was good.
Well, that's right. I was on the road all week last week. I guess it has been a couple of weeks since I've had a chance to talk to you. So when you're over there, is it all just sales for you for SB&B Foods, or are you networking, or what's happening?
Yeah, no, this particular trip we usually do each spring, actually. This is a little bit unique. You know, we have our sales already all locked in. This particular trip, actually, we get the opportunity to go around to different supermarkets and actually interact with consumers. Ooh. And talk about some of the products that our soybeans are being used in, and do some promotions at supermarkets for different products. And so it's a really unique opportunity for us to be able to have that interaction as opposed to just working directly with manufacturers. So it's a lot of fun. It's tiring, but it's a lot of fun. And we do it usually every April or May.
Okay. I'm curious, when you got a chance to be or go to the supermarkets, did you see how they market, like, the beans that they take from us? Do they put U.S.? Do they put North Dakota or anything on there to signify where they are from? Or does it just blend in with their foods?
It's a little bit of all of the above, actually. We have some branded products that have from here. And okay. Then we have some that just say Product USA. We have some that have the U.S. Identity Preserved logo on them. And so those products just state that they're from a U.S. Identity Preserved supplier. So there's a lot of various ways of marking, but almost all packaging, it'll say Product USA.
I would think
if they're using U.S. product.
Yeah, I would think they think of that as a featured product based on at least some of the things that I've heard, but I don't know. Do they get snipped?
Yeah, you know, for the most part, obviously. Okay. You know, we were getting a lot of questions, obviously, about the current Iran conflict. Ooh. And things like that. It's amazing. Okay. It really is quite amazing. The questions that some of these consumers ask you, but either way, it was a great opportunity to be able to interact and okay. See what's on consumers' minds.
Okay. Well, the next big question would be, and it's been a little while since I talked to you, how's your farmers doing? How are you doing as far as getting the crops in, or are the soybeans all in, most of the way in, or what are you hearing?
You know, it kind of depends on where guys are at. You know, I'd say today we're sitting probably 65% done in North Dakota. You know, we're watching the thermometer pretty closely on Tuesday night. So far, we haven't had any calls from anybody. I know we had a few soybeans up here or there, but for the most part, most of the soybeans were still underground, so we were okay there. You know, the dirt and the blowing dirt and the blowing wind last week was a huge topic of conversation. You know, one of the things, you know, when you're raising food grade soybeans, you know, you're putting a pre-emerge herbicide out and just laying it on the soil, right? And so who knows what's still on that field after some of that wind. You know, and so there's a little bit of concern on you know, how effective some of the pre-emerge herbicides are going to be. But, you know, who knows? Time will tell. It's a great question to ask Joe.
Well, I'll ask him that. The other part of it is, and I've told this story, so forgive me for folks that have heard it, but I was visiting with a friend who's an agronomist, and he was telling me about a farm out west that was talking about, you know, the big wind and what happened with their farm and their crop out there. And they said the one thing that kind of threw me off, he goes, yeah, and he goes, in the eastern or the western half of their field, it turned blue. I'm like, blue? What do you mean blue? And he said, yeah, it was the canola seeds from the neighbor's field. Yep. It's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's crazy.
And that's exactly right. I mean, there was that kind of wind out there. And so you just don't know.
Okay.
You don't know what's – we'll see how some of these stands come up and things like that. Is, you know, this heat next week is so incredibly timely. You know, I mean, it's been cold, and this heat will really get some of these plants growing and out of the ground.
Yeah.
So we'll start to see here how stands look and how things are kind of shaping up. You know, but this is the most important time to get this crop off to a good start, and so
yeah,
hopefully stuff just goes
well. There's a good to it. Obviously, let's just say like Monday and Tuesday, mid 80s. Lows are going to be in the 60s. The only problem with it is it's not going to be 50-mile-an-hour winds, but it's going to be 30. And so I start to wonder, it's like, are we going to need some, like, decent rain with that, you know, at some point?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. I mean, this rain, I mean, it sounds like at least in the southern part of the state, we'll likely get some okay rain tomorrow afternoon. You know, but yeah, I mean, okay. There's this wind is a big air dryer.
it
can dry out soil pretty quickly.
Anything else coming up in your world? You got a lot of things you're looking at, but what's basically watching and seeing the crop reports at this point? Or
yeah, you know, that's the biggest thing, making sure we're getting our crop in the ground and like I said, crop off to a good start. You know, we try not to bother much of our farmers at this time of year. But we're still cleaning and shipping product from last year as well. And so there's a lot of things moving and shaking but right now is kind of the time for us to kind of sit, you know, and make sure we have all of our ducks in a row here, so we can start doing customer visits and grower visits with, you know, looking at crop and things like that. So yeah, still busy.
Yeah. I'm curious for this year's crop, for what you guys are going to be doing business with growers, how much of that is new growers? Is there much for turnover, or is it usually you got the same growers coming back every year?
You know, it's a little bit of both. It kind of depends. You know, this year we don't have a whole lot of new growers. This year, a lot of our current growers just increased their acres.
Okay.
We do have some, though. There's no question. We always have some. And some of that is rotation based. Actually, I would say most of that is rotation based. Just depending on what ground guys are planning to plant their soybeans on this upcoming year. And so, you'll see a little bit of movement there, but overall, you know, we usually, you know, might be 10% of our growers. We might be new.
Okay.
So,
do you guys raise, I'm assuming you do, but do you guys raise your quota per year, like what you're going to sell? Or, I mean, it depends on orders, I'm sure, but do you raise that number every year of what you're shipping?
Yeah. So it's all based on sales,
right?
And so, you know, we figure out our sales and then we figure out some what percentage of weather risk we want to add to that sale. And then, you know, we figure that back to how many acres we need to cover that sale. And we contract accordingly. So, you know, we're not speculating. We just get our sales covered, make sure we add a little bit of weather risk in there. Because, you know, obviously not 100% of the product you plant is what you're going to get, right? And so we got to figure a little bit of weather risk in there. And away we go.
And doesn't matter what anybody tweets or anything like that, your sales are still going through. in the fall. So
they are. Yeah. Yeah. So far, so good. You know, we are hearing, you know, from some of our customers overseas, they're getting a little bit concerned on some of the plastic, on some of the film that they use for their packaging. It's petroleum based, and you know, their supplier that makes the film is having a hard time getting some of the petroleum that they need to make that product. And so there is, you know, a little bit of concern. You know, most people are telling us, you know, they're good till, you know, end of June, middle of July, but they're going to start needing to get some film coming in here. And they're obviously looking at other options for packaging and things like that, because, you know, they don't want to shut their plants down, but you know, a lot of their packaging is automated, and so it's not real easy to change up your packaging type.
Drop of a hat.
So they're looking at some of that, but that's kind of an ancillary effect from some of this Iran stuff.
Right. All right. Well, Scott Sinner, SBNB Foods, for anybody that has a question or maybe wants to find out more about the company, you guys have been around for a long time. Where's the best place for them to go?
Yeah, check us out on the web, sb-b.com, or simply give me a call, 701-347-4900.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. 32 past. We're going to take a break. We got to check some markets. It was not a great day on the markets. We'll take a look at it coming up next on Farm Talk.